This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, always a pleasure.
So, for this week, what's number five?
Number five is the Murph, which I knew absolutely nothing about prior. When I saw the Murph was trending, I thought it was like another stupid dance move or something, but no, it is a new tough CrossFit workout, and it seems legitimately impossible. So the reason that it got a lot of traction over the past week is John Krasinski went to the Rocks Paradise Gym in Hawaii to do the Murph, which is running a mile, then doing 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then running another mile. So a lot of people are doing this right now to, like, you know, get their fast summer body ready for the warm months. But it seems legitimately impossible. I mean, doing 100 pull-ups doesn't seem like anything that a normal person could accomplish.
100 pull-ups? Are they assisted in any ways?
I don't think so. And it's also, it's a little bit unclear, like, if you have, you know, a couple hours to do the 100 pull-ups. But if you're doing 100 straight pull-ups, I'm not sure. I don't know. It seems very tough. But apparently, the real Murph, you also have to wear a 20-pound weight vest.
Wow.
Because this routine was originally for some U.S. Navy SEALs, so they need to simulate, like, having that armed vest on them as well. So it's intense. I kind of want to try it, though, just to, you know, again, get the summer body rocking for the upcoming month. I don't know. We'll see. I'll test it out.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not that dedicated to the summer bod because that's way too much for me.
Yeah, it's tough.
What was number four?
Number four, the spelling bee. So that went down last night. 516 kids competed for the top prize. And the winner was Karthik Namani from McKinney, Texas, an eighth grader. And they spelled the word koinonia, which is a Greek word. And, I mean, it's spelled K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A, which is completely absurd. But the 14-year-old got it. And he said that he knew it right when he heard the word. He knew how to spell it. But the guy gets $40,000 from the Scripps Spelling Bee, $2,500 cash prize, gets to go to New York and Hollywood, and then a freaking pizza party for his entire class. But it's fun. You could go to Google right now and see the most misspelled words in a particular state. I always struggle with spelling nauseous. I cannot spell that word. I don't know if there's a T in it. Is there a C? I don't know.
You know, I'm pretty good speller right now, but that's because of spell check. As
sure.
A kid, I always confuse box and socks. Like, that, it was horrible. Like, for little six-year-old me, I'm like, why aren't they spelled the same?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm glad you overcame that.
Yeah, and you know, it didn't help because of the Chicago White Sox. It's SOX.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, how is this not legitimate?
Man, that is true. The White Sox really screwed you.
Yeah.
You look at that and you're like, great, I'm spelling it right.
Nope. Yeah, and I was wrong. It took me a long time for me to overcome the box and socks, but it eventually worked out. I think I was in high school. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we're all proud of you.
Well, thank you so much, Justin. What was number three this week?
Number three, we've got Serena Williams. So she's playing in the French Open this week, getting back from the maternity leave she was taking this past year. So she's trying to kind of climb the ranks. Currently ranked 451st, which is obviously ridiculous. She's just ranked that way because of inactivity. She's obviously a much better player than that. But she wasn't only trending because she was playing, but she was wearing this bad freaking a cat suit. And it looked her made her look like a freaking superhero. Great. She said it was kind of inspired by Wakanda, but also she's wearing it because it's super functional. She's had some issues with blood clots recently.
Oh, wow.
So this has kind of given her body a little bit more compression and some support for that. But yeah, she looks like a freaking superhero out there, still playing right now. Last night, she upset the 17th-seeded Australian player. Started off a little bit weak, but she came back strong. But yeah, wearing the full-on cat suit. I don't see so much cat in it. It's more just like a full black bodysuit. But yeah, she's feeling strong and fierce in it.
Yeah, I thought she looked pretty good in this suit. I was like, oh, this is some, you know, futuristic stuff going on.
Yeah, especially because, like, in tennis, it's kind of a generic-looking type of a sport. I feel like everybody kind of wears the same thing. So coming in and shaking it up in that with a different kind of take on the fashion is cool.
So for this week, what's number two?
All right, this one I'm super fired up about. And I just can't believe what happened last night. So it's the NBA Finals, Cavs-Warriors, fourth straight matchup in the finals between these two teams. And last night, the Cavaliers playing at Oracle in Oakland, and they opened up as a 12-point dog. Like, they were supposed to get smoked in this game. LeBron absolutely goes off, puts the team on his back. But the way the game ended was so absurd. The Cavs should have won this game. With, like, 30 seconds left, LeBron takes a charge on Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant gets the offensive foul. So it's about to be Cavaliers ball, and they're up by 2 points. The refs then review the foul call. Never seen anything like it before in my life. They're reviewing the foul call to see if LeBron was outside of the restricted area, which he was. But they overturned the call and said it was a blocking foul. They give the ball back to Kevin Durant. He shoots two free throws, ties the game up. Fast forward a couple seconds. Cavs have the ball at the free throw line. George Hill gets fouled. They're down by 1 point. George Hill makes these two free throws with 4 seconds left in the game. They win the game. George Hill misses the second free throw, makes the first, misses the second, tie game, 4 seconds left. Okay, great, going to go to overtime. Wait, J.R. Smith gets the offensive rebound for the Cavaliers, but he thinks they won. He thinks they're up, and he just dribbles the ball out, and the game ends, and it goes to overtime, and the Cavs get smoked. So, just completely ridiculous how the game went down last night, and I'm pretty sad. I mean, I'm not necessarily a Cavs fan. I just really hope the Warriors lose, but I feel for all those diehard Cavs fans out there, because the way this game ended last night and the way things shook out is just a travesty.
Yeah, I have to say, that look on LeBron's face when J.R. Smith just didn't, was just like, what are you doing? His arms were out like, what are you doing? I swear, I didn't have to look at his face to know how disgusted LeBron was. I was disgusted, and I'm not even a Cavaliers fan. I was just absolutely disgusted. Like, what was this guy doing? How was you not paying attention?
It's such an iconic photo of LeBron just, yeah, with his arms stretched out, that look of disbelief on his face looking at J.R. Smith. And you can see in the video, J.R. literally says, I thought we were up. And then after the game, though, he was like, oh, I thought, he was like, I knew we were tied. I just figured somebody would call a timeout. It's like, no, man, you need to own it.
Yep.
You messed up. You ruined the game.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? So, that was the moment that we all could see on LeBron that he's going to leave the Cavs. that this is the moment where we know for sure he's not going to be with the Cavaliers anymore.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree.
So for this week, what was number one?
Number one was Roseanne. And if you don't know what happened with that, so Roseanne tweeted out a racist tweet about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, and ABC canceled her show. And then Roseanne went on to say that she's quitting Twitter, which she did, and then she came right back on to tweet more things. And then she also tried to blame her racist tweet on the fact that she was tweeting on the sleep medication Ambien and saying that she was, like, kind of out of it. But it was really funny because Ambien's parent company, then Sanofi, they tweeted out, while all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication, which is pretty funny. But yeah, unfortunate situation. Obviously, not a good look by Roseanne, but kudos to ABC for kind of taking swift action against just a zero tolerance that we should have for that kind of tone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was just bad on her. And, you know, what's really unfortunate is, like, all those people who lost their jobs who were attached to that show, you know, not just, like, the actors, but the writers, the production crew. They brought back a lot of the original, like, crew. And now these people are out of work again. I mean, especially with all the buzz that was going around it. I mean, they could have had a good lifelong thing with the show. And then it's like she had this diarrhea of the mouth. And, you know, what's your problem?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, yeah, you really feel for all those folks that were working on that obviously don't share her views that
Absolutely.
Had nothing to do with this that now have to pay the price.
So, exactly.
Yeah, unfortunate situation for everybody. Really stupid move by Roseanne, but it is what it is.
So for this week, what was YouTube's number one most watched video?
Man, it's Cardi B's song, I Like It, the official music video. Man, it's such a good song. It slaps so hard. Potentially, people are saying it could be the official song of summer. But, you know, it just gets you stoked up, makes you want to run around in the sun and just have a good time. The video is great. She's obviously super pregnant in it. They kind of try to hide it a little bit with some of the loose-fitting clothing and things. But she's pregnant. She's going to give birth sometime this summer. But it's great, man. 25 million views and counting. It's kind of a riff. So it samples I Like It Like That, which is a 1967 classic from Pete Rodriguez. But Cardi B puts a nice modern spin on it, and it's great.
Yeah, I really, really like the beat of the song. But I don't know if this is, it's a bit soon to call it the summer it song, right? I don't know. It's a bit too soon for me. But it is good. I like it. Like that.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see. We'll see how the song of the summer shakes out. But, you know, it's certainly good.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.